who I have on the phone right now. It's my man, Elder Sensei. What's going on, baby?
What's good, people?
Hey, look, man. First of all, I want to congratulate you on just doing your thing for numerous amounts of years. I mean, you're part of a historical hip-hop group from out of Newark, New Jersey, if they don't already know the Artifacts. But, you know, what's good, man? Like, I know my hip-hop heads know who you are, but just break it down to them if they don't know who you are, who Elder Sensei is.
For all the new students in class right now, my name is Elder Sensei. I'm from the group, the Artifacts, Brick City, East Orange, Illtown, everything Jersey. You know, all counties matter. We had two albums between The Rock and the Hard Place, and the second album was called That's Them. We broke up. I had a bunch of solo singles and albums, just being Elder Sensei, and, you know, pretty much just trying to keep my name relevant and being consistent. And, you know, right now, you know, I put an album out last year called Global Takeover 2, The New World, and that was with my man's Returners from Poland. And as we speak today, well, as of Sunday right now, I just got finished making my famous Elder Sensei wings.
Okay.
And my 49ers are playing right now, and my Jets play later, so I'm a dual fan.
Damn,
but, you know, we got this new project coming out on Tuesday, New World Remix EP, and the single is Everyday on the Street Remix with me, Tame Rodigga. And just for those that also don't know, yes, Artifacts, we are reunited, and we're working on some new project right now.
Word. Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, look, like you said, keeping your name relevant, I think you really don't have a problem with that because since we started the radio show last year, like around May, I've sporadically got, you know, just straight, like, singles from you or just people that know of you that, yo, you need to check out the new Elder Sensei because... You're one of my favorite MCs already. I mean, you always, like, you said,
thank you, bro. Thank you.
Like you said, like the Artifacts, you guys took a little hiatus for a couple years, but you always still remain relevant. I mean, but my one question is, how did you remain relevant? Because how the climate of hip hop, how it's changed now? Because you know, like, you know, back in the 90s, you know, you could turn on any radio station and you can hear any Artifacts song. You know, Wrong Side of the Tracks is one of my favorite. I mean, you guys did a whole bunch of remixes. But like, yeah, but like now, you know, that radio airplay is not coming like that, not as much. So how did you remain relevant?
Well, when I started making singles in the late 90s, you know, it was still a lot of independent labels out there. And you had a big market for it. And it was pretty much still 90s music still being made. You know, it was just still trying to fit in. And, you know, I would say that for me, you know, working with the producers I worked with, and I think just, like, sticking to the formula that made me maintain what we was anyway, because people got to realize, you know, Artifact didn't go gold. We didn't sell a bunch of records, but we had a big following, a big fan base. Right. So when you're talking about not making records as a group and people wanting to know what was going to happen afterwards, and that just showed me how many people was really paying attention to what me and Tame was doing. And, you know, coming as a solo artist, I didn't know if people wanted to even hear me by myself coming from a group, because I think people more took the Tame style and, you know, as far as his personality more than, you know, it was me. But I think once I broke off and we was alone, you know, it was time for me to, you know, show what I can do and what I brought to the group. And, you know, the producers I had, a lot of producers with a lot of no-name cats, like a lot of cats I had, you know, working with from home, Jersey, and working with a lot of European producers and artists too, I think pretty much kept my name out there. Because I was always in Europe, you know, more than over here, and that's still even true today. So when you're talking about this online crowd, where, you know, in the States, it was only, like you said, radio stations and, you know, videos when we came out. Now you got this internet thing, you know, like what y'all doing right now.
Right.
And pretty much all over the world is accessible. You know what I'm saying? When you didn't, the only way you was going to hear anything from me vinyl wise was, especially in Europe, was if somebody in that town or that country knew who I was and was bringing the stuff back to where they was from. And like you said, yo, you need to check this dude out, you know, going to the promoters, telling them about me. So I think that, you know, once I did the Unusual album and Illmind, when he fell into my lap, that is a perfect example of how you can really stay relevant. When you work with producers that people tend to know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They know who you are. They know who the producer is. And them seeing me working with them, they're like, all right, well, you know, I'm from this 90s era. Like, what can L do with this dude? So we fast forward today. Now Illmind is a prolific producer working with G-Unit and working with a lot of, you know, underground MCs and artists. You know, so that, I think that pretty much is a good formula of what I can say kept me out there. Because, you know, new beats always get you new moves rather than just working with a lot of MCs. You know, I got a lot more producer friends than I do MCs.
Oh, okay, that's what's
up. I'm one of them.
You know, that voice is Divine Drummer.
Yeah, my man, yeah, exactly.
Okay. You know, once I told him, I said, yo, because he's part of Side B Radio, this morning when I was at another radio station, I said, yo, I got Elda Sensei, he's going to come on. He was like, word.
Yeah, we're going to do some work, too, just to let y'all know, because he sent me some stuff.
Well, say something. No, I'm just like, but dig this though, man. The one thing I actually do like about you, like you said, I really don't think you have a problem with staying relevant, because you actually, we actually been playing a joint that you got on with Venomous 2000 and
that
joint is crazy, man. That joint is real crazy. But
I had fun doing that.
What do you think? Because, like, a lot of cats go overseas. Do you think that they, cats from overseas, shout out to my brothers over there, do you think that they actually appreciate hip-hop more than they do over here in the States?
See, it's funny you say that word, because every interview I do, but everybody asks me that question. Like, and I think the word appreciate is too less of a word for them people over there.
Right.
They love this music just as much as we do. But what you have to understand is they still playing catch up. Like,
It's
not like saying they don't know, but when you, the year, maybe like 97, 98, once the internet really started blowing up, and when you're talking about cats that can't come here, they can't come to New York, they never going to come to New York probably. So when we go over there and perform, they all come out. Like, it's not like a thing where it's like some magic wand and because we doing underground hip hop, poof, they're there. Nah, it's because these dudes is coming to the shows knowing you're going to be there with a stack of vinyl, because they know that's the only chance they're going to probably get to even see you in person or get to talk to you.
Right.
Yeah,
I realize that.
Yeah, shout out to my man Sci-Fi Stu out there, because he does like some crazy production. He's overseas. I think he's in the Netherlands, and he even says, man, I don't think I'm never going to come to the United States. But the power of the internet, I always play something new from like once every 2 weeks or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've been in it for so long,
mm-hmm.
I've seen the transition, and it's hard for a lot of cats from the 90s to adjust to the internet, because they think that it's hard work. It costs money, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. to promote yourself online, but it's no different than what the labels was doing that we didn't know they was doing with our money. They were taking some of the money and putting it for banners in the Source magazine, rap pages, rap sheet, whatever. Right. You know, and because we was only rapping, we was only on stage, we didn't know all the preliminary stuff that was going on. So now that you are probably, say, a free agent and you don't, say, sign to a major label, even if you're on an independent label, it still applies. You still got to spend money for banners online. You still got to spend money for promotion online. You still got to do marketing. So it's more, I think, for me personally, I think it's more wide open now than ever before, because you're able to see everything that's happening. So when you do start popping, or when you put out an album and it's doing certain sales, at least you see from your footwork what you put in it, you're going to get out of it. So I think that a lot of cats get frustrated with the internet because they think that they got to do something more extra than what they've been doing. No, it's really just get with the, it's always still going to be get with the right people. As far as even with a label, but my situation is kind of different right now, because Matt Diamond, you know, at Coal Mine, I told him, and I can say this on the air or whatever, But I would say that for the, I work with Fat Beats, I work with Seven Heads, I work with Atlantic Records, I work with a lot of different labels from Japan to Norway to everywhere. And this dude has treated me good. And it's not even say on no money thing, but it's just when you see your product being moved in a certain way it ain't been moved before and it's getting in certain avenues, it just made me feel like, wow, you know. I always said that when you put a record together and you give it to the label, mm-hmm. and if they say it don't sell or don't do the certain numbers they wanted to do, I'm like, dude, like, yo, it got to be some accountability because I can only go in the studio and make the album. I can only do the lyrics. I can only do what I can do creatively.
Right.
Once
right.
I put it in your hands, it's on you to run with the football. Right, I'm giving you the ball. You got to run.
Exactly. On the line, we have Elder Sensei, Newark, New Jersey's own, and he's talking about his new album that's coming out this Tuesday, The New World Remix EP. Tell me about that, man. That is a dope project.
Well, this is like, you know, a continuation of what we was doing last year, and I think it surprised a lot of people when we put that album out, you know, because my return to fam, you know, these dudes are young. They like 23, 22 years old, mm-hmm. and these dudes is making beats that sound like, you know, they come from where I come from, not even just because they ain't from Poland, but that just show you how much being a pupil they are. So, right. you know, I think with this remix EP, it's pretty much a stamp for me to say, you know, we had a good run with this first album, but now we got these remixes, and it also gave me a chance to put out a new song. And I was glad to be able to share that with Tame and Rod Digger on that single. We're supposed to be shooting the video tomorrow, but we're going to push it back because we got to make sure everybody can actually film it on the same day because we all got different things going on.
The video shoot's not tomorrow?
Nah, we're going to probably, it's going to be this week though, but not tomorrow. It's probably more or less, probably like Wednesday or Thursday because I know Digger got to do something. So we're going to, I'm going to post, it's still going to be in the same spot, but it's going to be a different day. So I'm going to just post when we're going to go, but definitely not tomorrow. And, you know, I think with the remix for the Sean P joint, it's going to be a lot of surprises because for me, it makes the first album with this a little bit more dirty. You know, it brings right. more to the street. And it give you a flip version of what, you know, Contest Winners did rather than just what me and the Returners did. And it give everybody a chance to shine. And for me, it give me something new to listen to and a different, you know, different vibe for the EP from the album.
That's what's up. Now, like you said, Artifacts is back together. You've been back together for a couple months now.
I'll say 2 years.
Two years. Okay. Now,
we just didn't, the only, I would say, official recording that we've been doing, like we did the South by Southwest album, and it had a song called Turn It Out, and yep. They put that out last year, and then we had a song called Big Deal on the Beats and Lyrics for the A3C Festival last year, mm-hmm. so we've been working, we've mostly been on tour. We had the song with my man Foul Mouth Jerk from North Carolina.
Yep.
And we shot a video for that. So, you know, we're just dipping and dabbing. But, you know, in the near future, y'all going to be hearing some music very, real, real soon.
Now, yeah. Now, is there like a specific date that we're going to hear like new Artifacts joints? And are both of you signed on the Coleman Records, or is this your solo deal?
Not just me as a solo artist, but, you know, we're working on everything now. I just think this is more or less, we need to make these songs first, and right. we don't have no date, no deal. We just, you know, I'm not too much worried about the deal part. I just think we need to make the heat first and then come to the table, because pretty much that's what everybody going to want, any label or any fan going to want to see first. You know, we could talk about it all day, but I think once, and I would say in the next few months, you know, maybe the beginning of the year, I guess I can let this out now, because okay. I'm sure he done told people by now. But we're going to be on Marco Polo's next album, Port Authority 2. So we got to join on there. And Matt Diamond's coming out with a compilation. We got to join on there. And, you know, other than that, we just in the lab. Also, you know, I can say this, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of stuff going on, so I'm going to just say it now. Me and Sadat X working on the album right now. And we got, like, four joints done. It's going to be a lot of beats from people that y'all never heard of. So far, we got my man Gensu Dean. We got my man King I Divine. We got
Divine Drummer.
Jim Ross.
I know King I Divine, so far. Too.
Damn. Yeah, I never met him before. He did the Turn It Out joint on the South by Southwest.
Yeah,
album. So, you know, I reached back out to him just like, you know, if you got heat, I'm messing with you.
Mm.
It really don't matter what your name is. As long as you got some heat, I'm going to take it.
That's what's up. Hey, look, man, how can people get in contact with you?
Hey, well, you can get on. I'm sure everybody got to get their little phones. I ain't going to say pin because I'll be like that commercial.
Right.
Hey, so pull your iPhone out or whatever you got, BlackBerry, CrackBerry. My email is Sensei from NJ, S-E-N-S-E-I from New Jersey, Sensei from NJ at yahoo.com. If anybody want to send any music, just send it to that email, Sensei from NJ at yahoo.com, and we'll go from there. You know, I try to tell everybody, you know, as far as the situation right now, I know everybody, not say everybody, but we would love to be able to pay everybody for what we're doing right now, but we're just trying to get submissions and get the songs done, and then we take care of everything from there. But the way these labels are talking now, they're not trying to give you no money up front no more. You know, that been stopped a long time ago. They already saying, like, yo, can we have a finished project? I'm like, damn, mixed and mastered? What are you trying to do? What are you going to do? What is your part of the deal, homie, besides just putting it out? Like, what you going to do for the project?
Hey, look, man, I want to thank you for coming on again. New World Remix EP off of Coal Mine Records is going to be out this Tuesday. Where can they go cop that real quick?
Yeah, you can cop it on iTunes. You can really pretty much cop it anywhere you want to cop it at online. That you have if you got a preferred store or online spot you want to go to. Underground Hip Hop going to have it. Everybody going to have it. So Tuesday, when you wake up in the morning or 12 o'clock at midnight, you can damn sure go purchase that album everywhere.
Hey, look, I want to thank you for coming on again. Moan, you got any last word for him?
Yeah, man, I'm going to get you some joints. And, yo, do me a favor, man. If you get in contact with Mint, tell him to hit me up, bro. I ain't heard from the kid.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah. And I was trying not to say that either. But
see,
me and Mint
Plus
working on
right
the album.
That's my brother.
We're working
right
on the album right now, man. We got, like, 12 joints done. We got FT on it. We got John Robinson on it. You know, we just trying to get it together. But Mint definitely is going to be a dude that everybody's going to be hearing about.
Yeah,
I hope very soon.
Hey, look, I want to thank
you.
I'll
definitely get the message to him, though.
Yeah, I'm trying to rush you off. Sorry. Look, I want to thank you for coming on again. The one thing I really like about you, you stay within Jersey, but you go out abroad and you work with anybody that's actually nice. But you really give back to, like, Jersey hip-hop, and that's what we really need right now. And I want to thank you for that. And also, I'm going to get into this this exclusive with you, Rod Digga, and Chain One, Every Day in the Streets.
Yeah, remix, man. Hey, I'm telling you, man, I hope that everybody like this joint because this is going to be the starting of something beautiful, you know. And once the video gets shot, I hope everybody come through, make it nice. But it's you know, Jersey music, and we're just trying to big it up. Salute. Because there's not a lot of Jersey out there when you look at hip-hop, you know, so we're still trying to keep it going.
That's what's up. Hey, look, man, I want to thank you for coming on again. We got to get you in the studio, man.
Oh, yeah, let's do it, man. Hey, look, I'm a workaholic, so it ain't nothing. I can do whatever.
Hey, look, man, I'm going to hit you up once I get out of here, but thank you again for coming on, man.
No doubt. Thanks for having me.
All right, peace.
All right.